And then I met Katerina. And Katerina walks up in the hills every other day and does something called picking orta, which is basically she takes her little knife and she goes and picks the wild greens. And it's something that her mother and her grandmother taught her to do. And these greens are filled with antioxidants, and they're absolutely delicious when you cook them with olive oil. And she took me out to pick orta, and she swears that it's the secret to longevity and low rates of heart disease on Crete. And then I met Stelios, and he runs a little organic farm in a town called Hanya. And he said, sure, it's the olive oil and the orta, but it's really the barley, the whole grain barley that we eat on Crete. And he made me a dakos. Has anybody had a dakos? It's like a pizza from Crete, but it's a whole grain rusk, and then feta cheese, and then you can see a little bit of tomato and an olive and some herbs on top, and you really have to use those molars to, you know, rip off a piece of the rusk. Actually, you dip it in wine, and that's what makes it soft and fantastic. But he was right. I mean, I could feel that thing working through my whole system. And then, actually, it was Iona, who is Nectarios' mother-in-law, who said that it really is the fish that are making all the difference on Crete. And finally, I met Nikos, who is this crazy waiter working in a little restaurant, roadside restaurant called Sterna Brumausfi, who said, don't listen to any of those folks. He said, it's the raki, which is this grape must alcohol, which, you know, like I took a sip this big and it like blew the roof off my head.